One of the hallmarks, Bruce, of our postal system is its universal service obligation, which provides accessibility and affordability to most postal customers. The bill seeks to use the excuse of defining, or more narrowly defining, the universal service obligation, basically to reduce the cost to the Postal Service. Included in that is that they would only apply the universal service obligation to so-called essential postal service. For example, resident-to-resident parcels, correspondence mails, bills, financial statements, government mail, prescription drug parcels, and as a consequence, everything else would not be subject to the universal service obligation. What impact do you think that's going to have on the obligation of the Postal Service to provide for a comprehensive network to all postal customers?
Certainly going to act as a disincentive to be as robust in their services. Those types of mail and packages that are deemed to be commercial versus essential will not receive that kind of government recognition as part of the universal service obligation, and will throw off that business if it becomes unprofitable for the Postal Service into the hands of the private sector.
Right. What also that does apparently is it shifts the burden of financing the Postal Service's infrastructure, overhead costs, liability from the market dominant mail, which currently it is bearing that cost, almost totally, if not totally, to competitive products, having the effect of increasing prices significantly for those competitive products. In a sense, that's sort of a dig by the task force at folks like Amazon, but not only Amazon, other parcel shippers. How do you think that's going to affect the competitive market that the Postal Service participates in, and will affect mail volume?
Well, shippers and mailers of parcels are going to certainly be active in raising precisely these kinds of concerns. The emergence of a coalition of shippers, including Amazon, during the past year, will be a real voice for concerns in this area.
One of the major proposals that will get a lot of attention is that the task force recommends opening up the mailbox, the residential mailbox, to competitors, a sort of licensing agreement where UPS can pay the Postal Service a certain fee for access to the mailbox, as well as newspapers and other types of delivery operators within communities. Do you think that's going to affect, or how that's going to be received in terms of privacy issues, operational issues for the Postal Service, and the universal service obligation of the Postal Service?
This will raise a huge set of operational questions and privacy-related questions, unlike any raised in the past, that recognize the, if you will, the simplicity and the beauty and the security that's represented within both the monopolies that currently exist, the delivery monopoly and the mailbox monopoly. And certainly, I think the serious questions that will arise will really challenge some of the economic issues and competitive issues that proponents of opening up these monopolies will continue to push.
Yeah, from an operational standpoint, it's going to be rather difficult to license at like these cluster boxes in certain communities or in apartment buildings where you have a centralized mail depository in the lobby of a building, or you have some individuals have small mailboxes, some have large mailboxes, and that's going to create an operational difficulty, particularly if non-postal deliverers sort of stuff the mailboxes with junk, and therefore the mail that is protected by the universal service obligation and still monopoly products are not accessible to those mailboxes.
Once you open up the mailbox, the degree to which those who have a license to use it compared to those that don't is going to be difficult to distinguish and enforce. Where this should occur, the variety of receptacles as, quote, mailboxes, all these are issues that I think are going to raise serious flags over the unloosening of the delivery and the mailbox monopolies.
Great. Thank you, Bruce. I think that's about all the time we have today. Just a reminder, the entire task force report is accessible on the NAPS website. Additionally, there is our initial analysis of the report, which is characterized as the good, the bad, and the ugly. So until next week, we bid you farewell. Have a great weekend, everyone.
And write myself a letter and make believe the day.